April 8, 2003, the second day into a trial against three local organizers who work in different social justice groups and organizations. Jonathan Aspero Massé, Jaggi Singh, and Christina Xidus. They are on trial for participating in a riot. The charges date back to October 23rd, 2000, when about 1,000 people demonstrated against a closed meeting of the G20 outside Montreal's Sheraton Hotel. In this interview, I ask Jaggi Singh and Christina Xidus, two of the three accused, a few questions on how they feel at this early date the trial is going on. Okay, I'm in front of the Palais de Justice, the Montreal courthouse right now, and it is around 12:45, and the trial started yesterday against three people accused, and I've got two of the accused here, of participation in a riot for the G20 that took place on October 23rd, 2000. Could you, Jaggi, maybe put this into context? What exactly is this trial about?
It's about a lot of things. I mean, in a very limited way, it's about three people who are facing jail time for having showed up at a protest. Broader than that, it's about the escalation, legal escalation against protesters, targeting them and forcing them to be dealing with the legal system. And I'm sure many of your listeners know about all kinds of trials that are going on, hundreds of people in Montreal that are facing trial for various protests. But what makes this significant, I think, is the fact that you have political protest trial being decided by a jury, which is very rare. And you also have penalties that are more severe than the usual penalties. Christina and I and Jonathan, the three accused, we're facing up to 2 years in prison. We're facing the likelihood of a few months in prison if we're convicted. That's pretty serious. It's especially serious when you consider that we're not being charged for what we did. We're not being charged with throwing rocks or with engaging in any violent behavior. We're basically being targeted for being at a protest. And any of the 800, 900, 1,000 people who were there could be charged with the same thing, but they're just scapegoating us. So it's significant in all those respects. And I should point out that it's sort of recent that these kind of charges have been laid. And I can't remember in recent memory when a political protester trial has been decided before a jury. It's also important to point out that another political protest trial is being decided before a jury right now, and that's in Toronto, the OCAP trial, which is very similar because people are also facing participation in a riot charge. But it's more serious because one member of OCAP is also facing counseling to riot, which is up to 5 years in prison. So it's a real attack on who they believe to be ringleaders and what have you. And they want to send the police and the Crown want to send a message, don't protest, don't push the envelope, don't take the streets. And that's why we're fighting this. We believe it's okay to take the streets, and we believe people should be judged on what they actually do rather than organizing protests.
Christina, what do you think about the fact that there's only three of you that are being charged with participation in riot, and yet there were a total of how many people that were arrested that day during that demo?
There were over 30 people arrested that day, and 30 or so of them, including myself, Jaggi, and Jonathan, also have charges at the municipal court for mischief and disturbing the peace, and there might be another charge in there. It depends on the individuals, but in total it's about three different smaller charges, all of whom were also charged with participating in a riot initially, but those charges were dropped for everyone except me, Jaggi, and Jonathan in the end.
So in other words, three people make a riot, is that so?
Apparently.
Now, the trial started yesterday with the selection of the jury, and myself, I tried to get in, but I arrived after 9:30, and I wasn't allowed in. They said that there were no more seats left. Was that the case?
In the big room, it was pretty full, but there were seats there. I don't know why they excluded people, but I guess they were more skittish about jury selection, not contaminating the jury pool or whatever, but it was packed. There were, 200-300 potential jurors, but there were seats there.
And how do you feel that the jury selection went?
Mixed. I mean, I'm not totally negative about this jury. I think this jury could return with a not guilty verdict, but the jury process is basically works in favor of the Crown and works in favor of selecting people whose life experiences are not do not reflect the diversity of Montreal. Systematically excluded were young people. Systematically excluded were working class people. Systematically excluded were two black men who came, from what I can gather, from working class backgrounds. Now, having a jury with young people, with teachers, with minorities, they bring certain experiences to the jury. But instead, what you have are people from essentially middle class backgrounds. And the process is stacked in many ways. People get excluded right off the bat if they don't abide by certain conditions, juror selection conditions, and also the Crown can exclude people. And I did stand up after the second black juror was excluded, because it was clear what was going on. Everybody was thinking the same thing in their head, you know? This is an indication of the systematic racism of the justice system. Blacks are systematically excluded from juries. This has been well documented. And first time, fine, they can get away with it. The second time, what was the excuse? Why was a young black man who works in a fast food restaurant not good enough to be on this jury? I want people who work in fast food restaurants to be on my jury. I want people who are teachers to be on my jury. I want unemployed people to be on my jury. And sure, there's a manager on the jury. We accepted that. We accepted an accounts manager, you know. And, you know, you don't know what they really think. Obviously, it's just an occupation. But there's a class dynamic that goes on. So the process was stacked that way. All being said, though, we did agree in the end to the jury, dealing with the process. And I think they can display common sense and return a not guilty verdict.
And the trial started yesterday afternoon, did it?
It started this morning, officially.
This morning.
Yeah. This morning. What is the name of the Crown attorney?
Her name is Kathleen Caron, and the judge's name is Jean-Guy Boyard.
And how do you think it's been going so far?
So far, I think that things are going pretty well. Really, really early, though. I mean, we haven't even gone through one witness yet in terms of a police witness. We did go through one city official who just came to testify as to the validity of the maps that the Crown was going to put into evidence. But yeah, it's very much in the early stages. But, you know, we're hopeful, though with a certain amount of reservation.
Today, while I was sitting in the courtroom, Jaggi, you got up at one point suggesting that maybe in the future that video, or I would imagine other visual pieces of evidence, could be also made available to the people that are sitting in the courtroom. Now, the video wasn't. It was just facing the jury. There was not a second video. Do you think that you might be able to arrange that so that would happen?
I'm working on it. I talked to the court officials, and I'm trying to work on it. It's an important principle, though. The judge agreed with me, by the way, just a question of not having the equipment, but they should have had it, because it's a public trial. It's one of those liberal concepts, but it's an important concept. It's a public trial. We're not being tried behind closed doors. It's important that you, your listeners, the general public, come into the court. Demystify it. Check out the evidence. Check out this video that supposedly proves that there was a riot. Listen to the defense witnesses. See the evidence. See the surveillance information that the police have, how they numbered activists, you know, and before the demonstration, and targeted activists before the demonstration. That's all really important. So I'm hoping that the courtroom in the next day or two will be a bit more amenable to people who are attending, so that they can also judge the evidence themselves. Because there's the official jury, but then there's the unofficial jury, the jury of public opinion, and that's not just the media. I mean, the media is there, and they should see this stuff. They couldn't see it, your media as well. But just supporters, general public, it's really important.
Now, there was also a list that was given out to the accused, to the lawyers, in the case of you, Christina, and Jonathan, and you, Jaggi, who are representing yourself, where this list with photos and names of different activists was given to the police prior to the demonstration. Is this common practice?
I would assume so. I have no reason to believe otherwise. The police didn't let on that this was somehow a very special incident.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks.